violinist Juliet Jones credits an injury with shaping her career. While completing her degree at the Peabody Institute, she was told there were four avenues available to a classically trained violinist.
Play in an orchestra, or you're going to be a soloist, or play chamber music, or teach.
Jones wasn't interested in any of these fields, so while recovering from an overuse injury, she worked on other techniques on her instrument.
I actually was having to shift my technique to meet my body. And then I found that certain ways that I was shifting my technique was actually kind of appropriate for some other styles of music.
Jones found her place working with hip-hop producers in New York. From there, she branched out into a broad collection of genres, always retaining her grounding in the classical world. She's currently the concertmaster for Broadway's production of the musical Pretty Woman. But Jones will also be in Nashville this week for choreographer Camille Brown's production of Ink at OzArts. Her connection to the project had to do with more than just her playing.
Camille was looking for a string player of color, like particularly a black woman who could play violin and who could help to tell this story in Ink.
Ink is the final installment of a trilogy by Brown that particularly relates to, as she says, the reclaiming of African-American narratives by showing their authenticity. The amplification of individual voices is particularly important to Jones, whose production company, Rootstock Republic, has the stated mission of expanding the definition of what it is to be a string player, not only musically, but also by increasing the visibility of underrepresented groups in the orchestra. As of 2014, African-American players filled only approximately 1.8% of the seats in American symphonies, a statistic that hadn't changed in the 20 years in which the League of American Orchestras collected data. Jones's goal has been to create a platform for these underrepresented players to work, but also to lift up their own community.
We can take art and use art as a vehicle and a lens to uplift these missions, uplift these visions.
Jones suggests that aspiring musicians shouldn't be afraid of reaching out to artists in this age of social media.
Reach out to folks who you're really inspired by and just let them know. You never know, like they may reach back to you.
But even if an aspiring performer doesn't see an apparent predecessor, it's okay to be the first.
You can be that groundbreaking individual to say, hey, like the time is now.
For 91 Classical, I'm Colleen Phelps.